listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. House prices are still yet to subside following their pandemic boom, according to the latest data from PropTrack. Senior economist Eleanor Cray says that markets right across regional Victoria have outperformed Melbourne's.
With regional Victoria recording a 40.6% pace of growth over the past 4 years, and Melbourne only recording 17.2% growth since March 2020.
But she adds prices have dropped 3.7% since their peak in April last year. Weeks after that dramatic storm tore through Merbeu North in Gippsland, the local golf club has been dealt another blow, with the course seemingly damaged by a driver. Deep tyre marks have been left after a Good Friday incident with hundreds of dollars worth of damage. Local police are keen to speak to anyone with information. The Victorian Nationals have joined their interstate counterparts in slamming the federal government's proposed biosecurity levy. That would force landowners to pay more towards biosecurity measures and move the opposition has branded as a fresh food tax. Nicholls MP Sam Birrell says it's unfair and makes no sense.
A farmer must pay for the cost of his or her competitor importing product into the country to compete against them.
And a 22-year-old penguin named Silver has reappeared on Phillip Island 16 years after she was last seen. She'd been rediscovered recently, looking a bit worse for wear, but after 5 weeks being treated and fed, she was reportedly released back into the wild last weekend. It wasn't to be for the under-16 Murray Bushrangers boys yesterday afternoon, going down to the Geelong Falcons by 33 points. But in better news for the Gippsland Power squad, they downed Bendigo by 4 points, Will Milady booting 2 goals for the winning side. And turning to the 23 and under V&L action, the Gippsland Stars had another tricky outing last night, going down by 20 goals to Geelong. Sophie Lucchino took player of the match.